AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The producer price index is out and it shows an acceleration of wholesale prices. And it shows an acceleration of wholesale prices from December to January. The increase is 0.3% after 2 months of declines. This week, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen suggested looking at the big picture that inflation's coming down from last year's highs.
I think it is a tremendous mistake to focus on minor fluctuations in and to fail to see the longer term and bigger trend.
Vice President Kamala Harris overseas at the Munich Security Conference is responding to a Russian report that government critic Alexei Navalny has died in prison.
If confirmed, this would be a further sign of Putin's brutality. Whatever story they tell, let us be clear, Russia is responsible.
Russian authorities say the 47-year-old, who's been locked up for years, collapsed after taking a walk. Navalny was moved in December to a higher security level prison. Today, President Biden's going to visit East Palestine, Ohio, the site of a deadly train car explosion and fire that left a toxic mess in the community last year. An FBI informant who's claimed the president was profiting from foreign business deals made by his son has been charged with lying and making up those allegations. Fines could be announced today against former President Trump in the civil fraud case against him in New York. A vigil in Kansas City last night for the victims of the shooting as the Super Bowl victory parade was wrapping up.
This appeared to be a dispute between several people that ended in gunfire.
This is AP News. Tensions are increasing between the White House and Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu posted a negative comment about getting international dictates on how to end the war with Hamas. And a raid on a Gaza hospital reportedly led to 4 deaths inside.
Several patients have died in a southern Gaza hospital as oxygen runs out after it was stormed by Israeli troops. Mobile phone footage inside Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis showed lines of patients on beds in crowded corridors. In recent days, the hospital has become the focal point of Israel's ground offensive. Israeli troops, tanks and snipers have surrounded Nasser Hospital for at least a week. I'm Karen Shamas.
Los Angeles officials say 2 firefighters are still hospitalized after that truck explosion yesterday, but 7 have been released. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.